Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Cox Bar.
When we were at school, our body had its dust. Fighting the law with the rest of us. Smoking and drinking, acting cool. They started treating him like a fool. Then he stayed on his own for most of the time. Dreaming dreams of a life of crime. In and out of trouble, he cheated and lied. But who'd have thought he joined the other side? He's in the riot.
Bar.
Rickety,
all right, that was Cox Bar on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for streaming live, and thanks for downloading. I'm Andrew. I have nothing prepared. I've actually been to work all week. I worked about 40 hours already. I don't think I start overtime from the gate tomorrow, but I'm definitely getting some overtime tomorrow, and boy, what a week it has been. But before I tell you about all that, let me remind you about this show going on just a couple days away. This Saturday, November 8th, you guys can catch the Hudson Falcons, Stolen Wheelchairs, fucking Johnstown Standard, and someone else, I'm not sure who. I feel like it might be the Diamond Dogs, but don't quote me. The 9th. It is the 9th, not the 8th. Tomorrow is the 8th, and then it's the 9th. But yeah, I gotta get some shit straightened up. Gotta get these words out of my mouth.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
And hopefully you don't get caught with the meat in your mouth. Dead Boys.
Street, been down with them in bed and meat. But
stripping and dancing about some dancer for the latest sensation in town. But while you're performing on your leopard skin sheets, the road is all keeping the beat. If there is sleep with the meat between your cavities and a case of water on the knees, everyone knows you're a guy with an in your mind.
All right, that was the Dead Boys right there on Pogo City Radio. Now, I went back to work finally with my bum hand, and the doctor actually was talking about keeping me out for like two additional weeks, and I was like, nah. And he was like, all right. I said, when you write me a note, make sure it says like I'm good for full duty. Like I ain't trying to get stuck doing no like bitch work around the shop because you guys were saying I got a boo-boo. I'll just sit at home on workman's comp if that's the case. So he wrote me a full note. I go to work Monday morning. I get ready to do my like primary job, start blasting steel. You know what I mean? Boss is like, hold up. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're not supposed to do any heavy work. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'll call my doctor right now. I'm good for everything. And then it was this whole mix-up, and they wouldn't let me do my real job, so they gave me all this bullshit work. And while they gave me all this bullshit work, my fucking real job got all backed up, and now it's crazy backed up. And I've been stuck working fucking 10-hour days my first week back. But that's cool. I can use the money. But I definitely got to hear some motherfucking wretched ones in honor of my bum ass finally being back to work. But it's been a hard week, and I just poured myself some vodka. I'm about to go smoke some of that presidential OG. So I feel like the song Going Down to the Bar would be fitting. Wretched Ones up next, Pogo City Radio.
We don't need no fancy place. but you're an asshole.
All right. All right. That was the Wretched Ones right there. And coming out of Jersey, of course. Now, I was back at work. I was there. It's the last day. I'm getting stuck. I mean, my first day. I was getting stuck working overtime, right? And nobody knew that I was staying late. And I ended up getting locked out of the building where I keep my car keys. So I knew there was one person left in the whole shop. And I didn't want to get stuck without my car keys. I wouldn't have been able to drive home. So I jump in a forklift and I go flying, and I hit some fucking power lines with the top of my forklift my first day back. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, fuck, nobody's there. I think I'm locked out, and I'm tearing down power lines. But lucky for me, I didn't actually tear down the power lines. I just knocked them off, like, the hanger, and I didn't destroy anything, and cause any live wires to electrocute me. That would have been pretty bad. But that makes me think about this song that I'm gonna play up next. You guys can catch these guys this Saturday, as I already said. They're gonna do a live interview for the show, and we're also gonna broadcast their entire live set. So stick around for Saturday's show with the Stolen Wheelchairs, who we have up next.
If I don't think I can't snide, I'll end up on the ground. If anyone knew what's right, I'd take a look around. If anyone saw my mistake, they'd save me from myself. Get anyone someone try to help me, because I'm fucking breaking down.
All right, that was Stolen Wheelchairs. Like I said, catch them this Saturday with the Hudson Falcons. Now, me and Jess, LCJ, have a huge debate whether the single version for Working Class Pride is better or the full-length version. I personally love the slower single version, but she likes this version, so I'll play this one for her. Catch these guys Saturday.
Class war.
My heart.
All right, that was the Hudson Falcons right there. Like I said, catch them this Saturday at the Alternative Gallery in Allentown. The Pogo crew will be there. We'll be doing some recording. And actually, the Stolen Wheelchair is bringing some of their gear. So hopefully we'll sound nice and crisp and we'll get a nice clean recording for them guys. We're going to do a whole show with their interview and their live set, play some of the studio songs. Now, we've been hanging out and catching the Stolen Wheelchairs for the past 3 weekends now. They were with the Ghouls in Philly, then Blanks in Philly, now the Hudson Falcons right in the next town. So it should be a good fucking party. Get there for a Fall Risk Promotions show. But another show coming up February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. Talking about We Are Punks 3. And a lot of good bands going to be there. A lot of good bands going down in West Palm Beach this year. Now, we have a fuck ton of people who are claiming they are going, and everyone is chipping in on a beach house, some kind of Airbnb or whatever. And we're all getting passes to the festival. It should be fucking crazy. It should be a good time. I think right now the people we got going are myself. We got Jason. You guys know Jason. He's on here from time to time. LCJ, Jessica, fucking John Connell, Tim's little sister, Phil, Sean Johnson, you know, that bitch, that Sandy bitch, Sean, who's always on here, and Sean Kelly. We're going to have a good fucking time, and you know we are all pumped to see Blank 77, who we got up next.
All aboard!
Some people say that I'm so... Others think I'm so damn lazy, but I say that ain't no big deal. They say I'm permanently wasted, useless, mindless, worthless, hated, but I say that ain't no big deal. Some people think that I'm so crazy, others think I'm so damn lazy, but I say that ain't no big deal. They think I'm permanently wasted, useless, mindless, worthless, hated, but I say that ain't no big deal. No one cares what I do or say. They say I matter anyway. Why don't you grow up, just give up? I don't know, but don't push your luck. Kids come around and stand me up. And just what are you waiting for? I'm about fucking clown. They say that ain't no big deal. They think I'm permanently wasted, useless, mindless, worthless, hated, but I say that ain't no big deal. No one cares what I do or say. They say I matter anyway. Why don't you grow up, just give up? Light enough and go push your luck.
Taking that party train down to Florida end of February, early March. Leap year, bitches. The festival should be 4 days just because it's a leap year. I mean, I know that's not how like calendars work, but I don't really give a shit. I'm just happy to go to Florida in February and fucking March by my fucking self. Well, not by myself, but you know what I mean. No children. There will be no children present. But yeah, so I've been telling you about this show Saturday. We got some other shows to tell you about. The one after this Saturday being November 23rd at Connie's Rick Rack. Once again, that place has been popping lately. We're talking about the Unsubs, Anti-Citizen, and the Scratch and Sniffs, plus more. $10 at the door, November 23rd in Philly. Gonna be a good fucking time. Also going down in Philly, January 11th at Connie's Rick Rack.
English, motherfucker, do you
Connie's
speak it?
Fucking Rick Rack. You guys can catch Niblick Henbane, the fucking Broken Heroes, Renee in U.S. Chaos, and the South Class Veterans. Now, also, the South Class Veterans are going to be putting out a split with the Broken Heroes, and they're doing a little release party for that at the Meat Locker December 7th in Montclair. So make sure you motherfuckers get out to that. I know the Diamond Dogs are on that one as well. So yeah, go check out all those bands. Hope to see you at all those fucking shows. Now let's pogo with the Bad English. Right there, off of Breed Apart with Let's Pogo.
Pogo City Radio.
I love it when people, like random people who aren't into punk rock are like, what's pogo? It's fucking great. It's even better when people who claim to be into punk rock are like, what's pogo? All right. Now, we were talking about the Broken Heroes. They got a couple shows coming up. That one with Niblick in Philly in January and that one with the Diamond Dogs and the South Class Veterans in Montclair, that being December 7th. Why don't we get to them up next? Here they are with Jump for Oi. Taking it back to Jersey, bitches. And December 7th. Now, another show you guys can catch December 7th if you're out there on that left coast. They got a huge festival going on in California, CY Fest. There's a bunch of great bands playing. I don't remember off the top of my head. I believe it's Defiance, The Virus, The Skeptics, and a bunch of other bands, including this next band, The Broken Cuffs. Here they are with These Boots.
We'll be right back.
was the Broken Cuffs right there. Now, while that song was playing, I meant to go find the flyer for that CY Fest and give you all the official information, but I kind of dropped the ball on that. Oops, my bad. But the reason was I was getting an awesome little request from Virginia and Brandy, and she wants to hear the Queers. So why don't we get her some yummy, yummy punk rock girls? All right, yes, I definitely wish they were all punk rock girls. Oops, I may have fucked up here. But yeah, I did actually do my job and look up this CY Fest flyer. And goddamn, this show is even better than I remember. Actually, they added a ton more bands. But yeah, Concrete Jungle and Nacho Corrupted present CY Fest Saturday, December 7th, 2019. You guys can get tickets at Eventbrite. Pre-sale $25. That's a huge, great deal. You guys can catch The Virus, Defiance, Tulsa Doom, Reagan Youth, Union 13, The Voids, The Feeds, Fiends, Cheap Sex, Naked Aggression, Narcoleptic Youth, and I ain't even gone through half of them. Don't forget about The Broken Cuffs, who we just played earlier as well, but that's all for all you West Coast listeners. Now, our local scene used to be the biggest listener population, I guess, of the show. It was most of our downloads and streams were coming out of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. But the past couple months, Cali has really taken over. So we've been promoting the shit out of some of their shows. And I feel it only fitting to get to a classic California band. Here's Keith on vocals for Black Flag with Nervous Breakdown.
Nervous breakdown, my head really hurts. If I don't tell you, you'll get out of my way, cause I'm crazy and I'm hurt. Hurt on my shoulder. Going faster. I won't apologize for acting out of line. You see the way I am. You leave anytime you die, cause I'm crazy and I'm hurt. Hurt on my shoulders. Going
all right, that was Black Flag right there. Now, speaking of liking to drink, I got to go get some more fucking ice. See, I got an ice machine up here, and I use it usually when there's like a group of people chilling. But the ice in there, I haven't changed the water in like 3 goddamn weeks, and I think I might get meningitis or something if I fucking drink it. So I'm kind of pissed off about that. So I got to choose a nice long song for me to run a couple flights downstairs and get some ice that won't fucking poison me. So why don't we do a classic? Here's Chris Spedding with The Vibrators. Now, don't forget, we got multiple interviews with The Vibrators in the archives, some on the phone, some live on location. I like using those professional big terms. But yeah, I also get to do things like a radio reset now that we're live. So I get to tell you all once again not to forget to catch the Stolen Wheelchairs this weekend in Allentown, November 9th. We will be doing an interview with them, and we will be broadcasting their set live from the Alternative Gallery, 404 North 7th Street in Allentown. God damn, I remembered that address. That's right, motherfucker. That's right. I'm not as drunk as you think I am. Okay, we're going to get to Chris Spedding and The Vibrators. Go over to pogocity.stream. That's pogocity.stream. And you guys can catch the almost 400 archived episodes we have. We are well over 600 hours, so you will not get bored. You will find some awesome interviews in there from members of The Unseen, The Potato Pirates, The Misfits, and The Vibrators, Blank 77. Renee has been on here several times, usually very drunk. I see her listening right now. Hello, Renee. She needs me to come fix her closet in her new house. How funny is this? Renee bought a new house like 6 fucking weeks ago, yet to fucking sleep in it. How the fuck does that happen? How do you buy a new house and then not sleep in it till almost 2 months later? She's sending me all kinds of mean messages in the live chat thread right now. She just gave me the finger a bunch of times. Oopsies. All right, here's some pogo dancing. Chris Spedding and The Vibrators.
Hey, this is your chance to do the pogo dance, to get your both feet off of the ground. What goes up must come down. Pogo dancing. She's up there still. Pogo dancing.
catch you on the way down.
Pogo dancing.
All right, that was Chris Spedding and the Vibrators right there. Now, up next, we got the Bruisers, which, of course, have Al Barr from the Dropkick Murphys on vocals. Now, they're doing a reunion show just 2 days away that I was actually invited to go to, but I had to decline because we already made arrangements to have the Stolen Wheelchairs on Pogo. But if you are out in Rhode Island or anywhere near to it, it is 212.4 miles away from Pogo HQ where I sit. But if you guys are in Rhode Island, you can catch the Bruisers with the Broken Heroes. And we've already played the Broken Heroes on here tonight. We've been telling you to come to their December 7th show in Montclair, New Jersey, and also their January 11th show with Niblick Henbane in Philly. And now we're telling you guys that you can catch them in just 2 days in Rhode Island with this next band, the Bruisers. Here they are with Intimidation.
But I won't run from you. Well, that's right, these are all my friends. And now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, we don't take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Intimidation is your game, where you can also play. Put me on in the bad line drawn, and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, where time will sure they tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting. Gonna shove you back down your well Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers surely for it a shame. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers surely for it a shame. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure ain't quite the same. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure quite the same. I can see you see the spit on my face, but I won't run from you. But I tried, these are all my friends, and now what are you gonna do? Go ahead, try to push us around, and we'll beat you black and blue. Oh, it'll take any shit, especially from the likes of you, yeah, you. Intimidation is your game, where you can also play. From it on in, a bad line drawn, and it's you who's gonna pay. You think you're right, you think we're wrong, where time will surely tell. We'll never give in, we'll keep on fighting, gonna shove you back down your well. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure ain't for you to sing. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure ain't for you to sing. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure ain't for you to sing. Intimidation is your game, but the Bruisers sure for you to sing. I can see.
All right, that was the Bruisers right there. Al Barr on vocals. Like I said, you can catch the reunion show 2 days from now, November 9th in Rhode Island with the Broken Heroes. All right. Now, we are going to get to some GG motherfucking Allen.
How many people out there like the drink?
Now, this next track is dedicated to a 17-year-old Andrew Bedlam. Now, I'm drinking some sweet-ass girly drinks right now. Some vodka, you know what I'm saying. But back when I was 17 and I was trying to get some motherfucking hair on my chest, I was drinking whiskey and I was drinking Jim Beam. And here is GG Allen, one of my favorites, coming off the AIDS Brigade 7-inch Expose Yourself. Here's Hanging Out with Jim.
Pogo City Radio.
Fucking Allen and the AIDS Brigade. Now, I gotta be honest, they only have 3 studio songs, right? And like about a decade ago, post-mortem, they put out a live album as the AIDS Brigade, Merle did. But that, to me, I mean, I really love old school, like, Jabbers. Yeah, I love that rock and roll sound. But out of the fucking, you know, 24 bands, GG fucking, you know, front it for or whatever, fucking the AIDS Brigade is the shit. I'm sorry. The 3 tracks on that record, it's some of the best quality, like sound quality of GG Allen records next to the Jabbers. It's a little bit better than the Jabbers. And it's still got that rocking feel, but it's harder. You know what I'm saying? And that record came out in 1989. And shortly thereafter, the CIA came down to Florida and imprisoned GG Allen. Now, I've heard multiple interviews with him talking about this, and it's funny hearing GG talk about it and being admitting to being scared shitless when the CIA showed up in Florida looking to question him. See, what actually happened, he was recording the acoustic album with the Criminal Quartet, the country album, you know, Gabe Zander style. But yeah, he was recording the country album down in Florida, and the house he was staying at, while he wasn't there, some CIA agents showed up looking for him. And Gigi eventually turned himself in because he may have been on the run, but he did not want to run from the CIA. You know, like, they ultimately ended up convicting him on some lesser charges, but initially, the reason why the CIA was coming for him, they legitimately thought that Kevin Michael Allen was going to assassinate the vice president. Can you fucking believe that shit? Could you imagine if from your song lyrics and, you know, the just like being derogatory and just being a general fuck up, saying you were like a god, then you're gonna take over the world and shit like that, that the fucking CIA starts chasing you? Now, he was sending some like nasty letters to the vice president. But, yeah, he didn't think anything was going to come of it. But apparently, I think what they eventually convicted him for was endangering his audience and fucking, starting a riot. I forget how they formally say that when you insinuating a riot and endangering the lives of his audience. But initially, they were trying to get him and saying that he was going to assassinate the vice fucking president. But, yeah, that's enough about Gigi. Actually, I can go on. I can just get on and on about Gigi. It's funny because I don't even, like, really listen to Gigi anymore. But from age 16 to 24, Jesus Christ, did I listen to some Gigi fucking Allen. But anyway, we're going to get to something. We're going to get something out west. A little different. A little bit happier, even though the two songs I'm going to play aren't quite as happy. This is coming off Milo Goes to College. We're going to do a twofer from The Descendants. Here's Catalina up first, followed by Bike Age.
I'm a mess. I don't care. I'm kind of sitting at my desk. You can't bother me. Yeah, I'm far away from you. Got to get away. You can't ruin my day. You can't tell me what to do. You can't make me think I love you. Suited in your wrong, you can't hurt me. I'm on my way to Catalina. I'm not gonna read your book. My table is screens getting light. Whores, you can't make me want. I got all the fish I need on the deck of my boat. You can't take my heart when I'm here. Long time home for your
All right, sticking on the album, here's my favorite track by The Descendants. Milo Goes to College. Here's Bike Age.
Get away, no one loves you, and you wonder why.
right, that was the Descendants right there with Bike Age. So that was a twofer from them. God damn. I'm getting fucked up. Woo! I gotta go to work tomorrow early. Fuck that shit. I'm gonna do it, though. I'm gonna do it because I'm a fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Not really. I just want to get that paycheck. I spend my days at work on my shitty, cold, dirty, death-defying job. 3/4 of the time, I'm trying to do nothing. But, I mean, that didn't happen this week. I've been working my motherfucking ass off. You can tell by my Facebook posts how busy I am at work. And, by the way, speaking of Facebook, how have we not told you to go to Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio right motherfucking now? You know what the fuck I'm saying? So, go to your Facebook app, type in Pogo City Radio, go give that shit a like, and make it your new goddamn Bible. You dig? Now, if you are on Pogo City Radio's Facebook, you know what I mean, and you get them little notifications in your fucking newsfeed, you guys got to look out for those posts that say, hey, get your fucking band played on Pogo City motherfucking radio right now. And then we do our little shows where we play your fucking band because we love the little guy, we love the demos, and we just want to fucking talk to you, you know what I'm saying? We want to hear your band, we want to promote your band, and of course, we want you to tell your motherfucking friends that you are on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
Now, like I said, go over to our stream. You guys can go to Pogo City .stream right now. You can hear all the archived episodes. The last listener episode we did, filled with Pogo City Radio's listeners, bands, is the I Am Rock and Roll October. We've done about, we've done these episodes maybe 3 or 4 different times. Whenever we do them, they usually take up several episodes because we get so many responses, and we like to include everyone if they play that punk and that oi. Sorry, I ain't trying to play screamo. I ain't trying to play fucking metal. We're playing that punk and that oi. So you guys got to like our Facebook, follow our Instagram at Pogo City Radio, so you guys can be on the lookout for those posts. Also, that's one of the best places you can find out about all these awesome-ass shows we're talking about on here. So just connect with us, bitches. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, if you really want to support the show, you guys can go over to the Stabs Bandcamp store. Basically, because I'm a moron, I'm going to get a different URL for it. Just you wait and see. But right now, go to thestabs, S-D-A-B-S, .bandcamp.com. You guys can get Pogo City Radio stickers, pins, magnets, and of course, you can get those awesome Stabs Knock 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 shirts, and you can get the Pogo in the Pit DVD made by 4D Kids Productions. Now, actually, speaking of the Pogo in the Pit DVD, I have two of them left, so hit us up at that site. But Joe from the Unsubs, 4D Kids Productions, making a Pogo in the Pit 2. Now, he is swearing up and down that the Stabs have to be in Pogo in the Pit 2. Joe, I agree, but the Stabs would actually have to play some fucking shows for this to happen. So, fingers motherfucking crossed. You know what the fuck I'm saying? All right, but look out for Pogo in the Pit 2. It's going to come out sometime in 2020, I think. I don't know. I posted a little flyer about it. But you guys should just go over to our social media and check it out for your goddamn self. Now, we got three more tracks for you motherfuckers. Now, the first one I am going to play is the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Now, I put the album up on Spotify in March. Now, recently, that shit has been exploding. Loving all the interaction with it. Appreciate that shit. And I know that that means the Pogo faithful just wants to get some more Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol. Now, remember, you guys can get this whole album on Spotify. Just go to Mike Blanks and the Stabs, S-D-A-B-S. Click on the giant pair of tits, and you guys can get the album. I wonder who put that there. I don't know. I don't know. But here's some Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol for you guys up next.
I get high by night, I'm feeling fine. I get drunk by noon, I'm ready to screw. Put out the door to the bar, I go.
some good talk.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
All right, that was Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Now, I was bumping that shit in my car, of course, because I listened to that album like a motherfucker. Don't get me wrong. I was listening to that album like a motherfucker since it came out, and it is one of my all-time favorites. See, to me, it's not really debatable, and there's probably no one else on the planet that feels this way. But to me, the five best albums in no particular order are Like a Motherfucker, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Young, Loud, and Motherfucking Snotty, The Dead Boys, Tanked and Fucking Pogoed, Blank 77, Starting Them Off Young, which that last track just came from, by Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, and then The Pogo Attack, the compilation, The Pogo Attack. I always think it's good to throw a compilation in the top five. First of all, that record is what legitimately got me into like real underground punk rock, stuff that wasn't just the Ramones and the Sex Pistols and the Clash that I've been listening to all my life. And I also like the fact that, you know, when you throw the Pogo Attack out there as one of the albums, you give shout outs to not only bands like the first band on the B-side, Blank 77, but also, you know, the Casualties, Banner of Hope, the Wretched Ones, fucking, who the fuck else was on there? The Vomit Punks. Fucking, I don't know, so many great bands. Dysfunctional Youth. This is all off the top of my head. I'm saying these bands, and now I want to play them. But this ain't no fucking Friday show. I'm drinking way too much vodka and Monster right now, and I'm hyped up, drunk, and I'm ready to party. But too bad. I got to go to work tomorrow, so I should probably get the hell out of here, eat some dinner, put on Thursday Night Football, and pass the fuck out. So I said we had three more, and I will keep my promise. The first one up is Coxbar with Bats Out.
Stand.
Coxswain, That's Out. Fucking love that song. One of their later tracks, and it's fucking awesome. But we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Coming out of Portland, Punkcore Records, Defiance. Don't forget, guys, got the Stolen Wheelchairs playing in Allentown this weekend, November 9th, with the Hudson Falcons and the Johnstown Panthers with Rock on the stage. Don't miss that. And, don't miss November 23rd with the Unsubs and January 11th, Midland in Philly. Thanks for listening. Go over to the Pogo City Radio's Facebook. Give that shit a like. We'll catch you guys next time.
Party's over.